Right then, shall I begin?
Go on, Tom.
Hello, everyone. I'll start that again, that's weird. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Christmas special. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, you're a Christmas special.
A Christmas special. Yeah. Crossover podcast between Toad Radio and what's your podcast called,
Lance? It's called, you know, for a while, Tom, it's called The Comedy Roundabout, at Comedy Roundabout on Twitter.
Clown Island, I think it's called.
Hey, and so it begins.
So my name's Thomas Rackham.
I'm Mike Drybra.
We're doing names or awards as well, Tom.
Just
names. Josh Pugh.
Not your whole CV.
And mine's Cam... did you say just the name? Sorry. Stu Woodings.
Stu Woodings. Notice that your podcast hasn't been nominated for any awards, though, lads.
Deliberately. Deliberately.
Yeah, we're very much underground.
Oh, right.
Like the Wombles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's a bit crass, isn't it? Don't you think?
Whereas the sellouts over at Toad Radio have been nominated for Best Online at the Midlands Comedy Awards. www.midlandscomedy.org/vote.
I tried to vote for myself the other day on on the Comedy Award. Yeah. No, just to have a look.
Just to see if it was possible. Just for curiosity to see.
I accidentally voted for myself as well.
Yeah, exactly. Is that how you've won all these other ones?
Yeah, just keep voting. Yeah. I went on, and it wouldn't let me vote for it in our category. I ended up voting for Massai Graham and logged off. Complete waste of time.
No, I'm successful in voting for myself.
Oh, well, congratulations.
It's awful, isn't it?
Do you want me to edit this out, Stu?
No.
In case you only win by one vote. There'll be a controversy. There'll be a scandal. It'll be on the front page of Midlands Comedy magazine.
Well, first of all, there'll be an inquest, and then that'll drag out, and then probably the next Midlands Comedy Awards will happen, but before we get a verdict.
Well, I won't be able to make eye contact with Jay Islam, that's for sure, because he'll know.
He'll know the admin, won't he? So yeah. You can't, all them different email addresses you've been logging on with, Steve.
I thought you were cool, wouldn't it?
Those bots that you set up on Gmail. All Bill rumours going around, like, oh, I think give him a hand job. A real scandal for next year's awards, people refusing to take part.
My work have set up an Instagram. They've got their own Instagram. And it's like the city council. It's like bin men. There's some bins. And it's got like a caretaker. It's like this sweeper. Nobody wants to follow that.
Picture of some of those spikes to keep pigeons off civic buildings.
I think they're a bit evil.
What, those spikes?
Yeah, like just like, I mean, it's a living creature. Fair enough, they're a bit of an inconvenience, but like spikes?
Mm.
Things that they might impale themselves on.
But at our school, they had anti-climb paint.
Yeah.
If the football went on the roof and you needed to get it off, you had to rip pages out of your textbook. Your palm to help you climb up onto the roof.
Like you're escaping from a wartime prison.
Yeah.
Put a jumper over the barbed wire.
But if you're that keen to get into a break in, a bit of paint on your clothes.
That's no deterrent, is it?
Absolutely not.
You just run the risk of walking around looking a bit politically incorrect. You've got blackface all of a sudden.
Yeah, on hands. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the pigeon thing. Can a pigeon hover? I've never seen a pigeon hover because does it hover and sort of like test the spike with a foot? Or is it like
what? Like it was getting in the bath?
Because it must be able to hover. Otherwise, you'd just have tons of impaled pigeons.
I'll tell you what they've actually moved to at my office building is they actually have I don't know what kind of bird of prey it is, but you know, once a month they have a bird of prey walking the balconies around the building, just picking off pigeons as a deterrent to stop them nesting. It's weird. I was taking the rubbish out and like I just looked up and went, oh, that pigeon's mounting another pigeon in mid... No, that's not a pigeon.
There's a lot of feathers.
It's a buzzard.
Yeah, pretty much.
What if the bird of prey gets out of control? What animal are you going to get in then to...
A bigger bird of prey.
It's
going to get out of control.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah. God. To get a dentist in, assassinate it like Cecil.
Like Cecil the Lion.
Speaking of pigeons hovering, I've always say this, I've never seen a dog take a sideways step.
That's...
They're very linear dogs in the way they move, aren't they?
Yeah, very straight lines.
You've never seen a dog strafe?
No.
Strafe.
Have you ever seen one walk backwards?
Oh, yeah, my dog walks backwards.
Walks backwards?
Yeah.
Mm. That's interesting.
I've never seen one take a sword step.
So there wouldn't be decent linesmen.
No, there'd be
be shit. Just like
there'd be a good ref, just not on the flex. Yes.
My missus saw a news story on Midlands Today only half an hour ago, where people had been taking their pets, primarily dogs, to see Santa at a grotto.
That was on the news.
In Planters.
Planters, yeah.
Yeah.
Is
the dog? Is it a dog Santa? Or is it human?
No, it's
Santa?
A human Santa giving dog treats to dogs. That...
I don't agree with that.
My that wife wants to go.
Taking dogs' jobs. The dog could be doing that job.
That Mrs. wants to take the Labrador
to see
Santa. You know, I've tried to explain all Labradors are atheists, but she wants to go. I think that's what we'll be doing at the weekend.
Father Christmas not a religious figure, though, is he? Is he?
St. Nick. Well, Kris Kringle is something Christ. Kris Kringle, which is the German one, something to do with Christ.
The German Santa.
You did say we can edit this whenever we want, didn't
we? Well, I've only got, you know, I'm a busy man.
I like how you, enunciate Christ, Stu. It's like, you're not like Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an important word.
Do you know, actually, on the news today, the British bloke's gone into space today. What's his name? Peak?
Yeah, Tim Peak. Yeah.
That really puts your day into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. What'd you do? Look first, to some spreadsheets?
First British man in space in 20 years. I just, you know, just got shouted at. Does it
count, though? Because he went to the Russians, didn't he? Does that count?
I think, I don't.
Implying betrayal?
Well, I think, yeah, it's not quite as legitimate. It doesn't feel as legitimate, does it?
What, if you'd have gone up with the Yanks?
If you went up in a shuttle, you know, there's a big occasion, Cape Canaveral.
Not a tin can with a rocket.
Exactly. Just a passenger. Like I could, like, develop the Russian project in my garden if I was given enough time.
I don't know, I've heard about your podcast set up. I don't know if that's true.
on that subject, we're recording on Toad Radio trademarked sound tech today, because... apparently there was a bit of a problem with Stu's setup. I listened to your last episode. It sounded like someone was playing a theremin.
Josh's got notes. We're doomed. I don't know. My kid just betrayed me. You know.
It's interesting considering you know one of your claims in your trilogy of podcasts has been quality over quantity.
And that came back to bite me. I regret those words.
Okay.
I don't know what went wrong. I don't know. I really don't know. In fact, I'm putting it out there. Anyone can help me fix it?
spent a lot of money on that stuff.
I literally thought it was something you'd done on purpose and you were going to reference into some clever alternative joke.
The whole reason we started the podcast was because Stu had the equipment. He said, "Do you want to start a podcast?" I'm like, "Yeah, what's your concept?" Well, I've got the equipment,
so
we can start.
I think the thing that gave me some confidence was Dan Nightingale's, because it's really, really funny, but it's really echoey as well, and I couldn't enjoy it that much because of how echoey it was. You can definitely edit this, can't you?
There'll be none of that tonight, Stu.
Right, okay.
Rest assured, this is award nominated.
It looks lovely.
Sound
it's
tech.
It's like
over
little,
Toad Radio PLC.
Although, it's with certain standards. We've got it set up on a stool facing me and Stu on a couch. It's like a little bit, some kind of like casting couch. We need to perform so we can get onto Toad Radio.
So, if you'd just like to take your jumper off, Josh. I just need to see how
some light patting, that's your lot.
Yeah, I'm a mum of two, but I like keeping fit.
My husband's a liar. It does feel a little bit like that, because Josh and Stu are sitting on the sofa, and then me and Mike are on chairs opposite them. I feel a little bit like I'm interviewing you.
Yeah, you've got a clipboard as well, a trusty clipboard.
You're like a celebrity couple.
Yeah.
So, why is your...
Christmas with Josh and Stu. Merry Christmas banner behind Jess and Christmas card. It does look like...
Yeah.
You're like Martin Bashir.
Your body language, though, if you were...
I know,
football,
This is called mirroring, Stu.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually... if you mirror somebody's body language on a date... It sort of shows that
that's usually a good thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
It shows there's a connection.
Who's mirroring who, though?
Good question, that is.
That is a good question. Well, I started to rotate my foot, which is wasted on a podcast.
Visual.
I can remember getting really excited, but you know, you're like 13, 14, and anything just sets you off, like, sexually. Anything. I remember a teacher just like dangling a stiletto off a foot.
Oh
yeah, that back, when you're 14, 15, that can really that can send you into orbit.
Do you remember? I remember once being at school and there was a teacher who had quite large breasts and she was leaning over the table doing something like marking something or something, and you could see a slight bit of bra. And every single lad in the classroom, including me, took it in turns basically to go up and ask her questions so we could have a little peek. Yeah. It is, isn't it? Yeah. Anything will do it.
I dread to think what goes through the minds of young men at the school my missus teaches at. Because my missus, I freely admit it, I am punching well above my weight. And... like, fucking hell, if I had a girl that looked that good as a teacher, I wouldn't get any fucking work done.
It's, I get the same thing. This is quite weird. So, your missus is a teacher, uh-huh. My missus is a teacher. Your missus is called Sarah.
Uh-huh.
My missus is called Sarah too.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite frightening.
Is that mirroring as well?
That's a sort of mirroring, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a bit single white female, that is.
I'm not deliberately mirrored. I don't know if you had.
No.
Coincidence.
I don't pay that much attention to you, Stu.
No.
I can't believe we've not even mentioned, and I think this is probably a testament to your contribution to the show, we've not even mentioned that Lucy Thompson isn't with us this evening.
I was just going to say that. We came on here to bury, to try and put to bed the inter-podcast beef that was started. And my backup,
Varsity Podcast,
you know, my Dr. Dre to my Ice Cube, is that, were they friends? She's not even here. She's abandoned me. So, Mike...
Says she's ill.
And the thing is... It's a Christmas. Is she helping out at a homeless shelter or something, Tom?
I think she's just probably just, you know...
Well, she's got the shits. That's what she...
Yeah. I didn't want to mention it, but she's got some sort of bum issue. The trots, I think, was...
I mean, yeah, the trots. If she's going to Skype in, is there the chance we're going to hear more of those strange podcast sounds, but...
she's coming out the other end.
Exactly, yeah.
Like a balloon being... Like when you pull the neck of a balloon. That's what reminded me of, that noise. I did think, like, yeah. So, sorry, Lucy, if you are listening to this, we're going to ring you in a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had an idea, haven't we? Because Lucy was in the Leicester Mercury recently she had like a full... It was a big feature.
Yeah.
Like,
being impressive.
An up-and-coming comedian. We thought we were going to follow that up by pretending to be from Greyhound Monthly, because Lucy's got a greyhound, and offer to do her... A topless shoot with Linda.
Which one of them's going to be topless?
Oh, both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Saucy.
Yeah. Lipsticks out.
Lipsticks on show. Yeah. Well, maybe we should. Maybe we should prank Paula.
I don't think Linda has a lipstick.
But Lucy, I think neither Lucy. I would have thought. Mm-hmm. But who's got the
Photoshop?
Maybe the cosmetic variety, but
yeah. Can anybody do accents to phone her?
What, we'll prank call her? Yeah, we'll figure something out.
She'll recognise the number.
Oh, yeah. I've got a work phone. We could use that.
I mean, that seems like an appropriate use of work.
Work equipment. Yeah. I do always worry that somebody from HR might listen to this one day and then I'll get an email saying, can you stop... Not that I meant mention anything about work on this, but, you know, bringing the company into distribute talking about lipsticks.
I've got a document with, if I'm at work, I have an idea, I put it into a little document. And if anybody gets hold of this, I mean, it will be beyond sacking, it'll be police involved. Yeah.
Is it like the most random bullet points to get material?
Yeah, it's just, if they get, I hope they can't access it, I really, really do.
Do you ever find yourself like sending a text or like writing something down? Or sending a message to one of your mates that's so mental, you think, if I ever do a murder, this is the sort of thing I'll print in the Sun.
Yeah.
When they write the article about me, they'll be like, just 6 weeks before he sent this message to his mate.
I want to become Prime Minister, some of my emails would totally bar me from any chance of that. Some awful emails. Because everyone's got a friend who's like a little bit naughty, haven't they? And I'll say, and sometimes you sort of humour them a little bit because you don't think that email's going to be seen by anybody else. If ever it was, oof, crikey.
Yeah, some bad stuff.
Mm.
Not
totally done with a smile.
Yeah, not illegal. But
some, no,
there's not some yet, anyway.
Some companies do that as standard, though. Like, a friend of mine used to work for one of the breweries out Burton-on-Trent, and not you, but she was saying that some guy got sacked because they like looked at his computer activity and realised in like in a whole week he'd sent 4 emails. and they tracked where his car was, and he'd only done so many calls.
He'd not done enough.
He'd just been skiving, basically.
Right.
So they just go, look, we can prove that you've done nothing.
Whereas Stu, he's sending hundreds of emails, just all full of complete bollocks to his mate.
Just utter bollocks. And I apologise, live on air, John. Really, sorry.
Utter, I have got 10, can stretch it to 15. Derby-based driver, happy to give lifts. They will say a lot of things like that. So like key words popping up. A lot of trigger words.
What does all
phone.
This mean?
There's a lot of emails with award-winning, Stu.
Middle spot.
I don't know what, he's spelling can or in capital. I'm not sure why he's throwing it that way.
Because I'm about that a lot, that award. So, Mike, you've stepped in, haven't you, to fill the void left by Lucy because she's abandoned me. You've been my hero.
I am your honorary lesbian.
This might be a permanent change, maybe, you know. I mean, we've...
Is this the January transfer window?
This is it.
You've sold her on.
This is a pleasant dynamic, so... I wouldn't like to change what we've got going on now.
Yeah, it's very, you know... I feel a bit like it's boys, all boys together. Might take my top off.
Well, let's keep it on. But if we had to put on some kind of nativity or probably a panto, what roles would we take on?
Innkeeper.
What values are you bringing?
It's a pivotal point in the play, isn't it?
What experience have you got?
Well, I've been on stage a fair bit.
Well, no, I mean keeping an inn.
Oh, keeping an inn. None. Maybe you'd be better suited to that. You've worked in a pub, haven't you?
Is that what an inn is? I thought it was more like a hotel.
Well, it's kind of, you know, drinking establishment stroke pub.
Yeah. I could see Tom's an innkeeper, actually. He's got the admin skills as well.
Yeah.
As well established.
Sorry, we don't have your reservation.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not that we'd have lost their reservation, because my admin is bang tight.
Now, if Steve was running the inn, on the other hand.
Yeah.
All kind of faults. Well, electrical.
It'd be all kinds of faults, but if I could pick one, I would be one of the three wise men.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've got a little doll with Frankenstein. Is that not right?
I'd probably be...
Go on, just say it. Just say you're going to be Jesus.
No, just say it. I'd probably be the angel Gabriel.
Right.
Looking down on everyone?
Yeah. Not Gabrielle, the old... with an eye patch on.
Dreams.
That could work. You could still come down and sing a sort of Christmas-based
love song. Archangel Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody else to call Gabriel. Footballer?
Mm. Oh, Ed Banglahor. Yeah, Gabriel Ed Banglahor.
Is that his name?
His mum's a whore. that's what they sing. Probably
not.
Nativity,
is it, really? Probably not. No. I'm trying to think. There's the Virgin Mary. Joseph. Who else is in that?
Who else is in that? In that film. Jesus. He didn't do a lot, to be honest, did he? Does he?
That was Jesus' early work, wasn't it? Really.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy would be Jesus, obviously.
What bloody that she's not here.
She doesn't do a lot.
Yeah.
Does anybody understand much about religion? Does anybody know anything about it? Because I've got a burning question.
What about religion?
About a particular thing. You know the baby Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Doesn't have to be the baby version. Any version of Jesus.
Vegas Jesus.
Vegas
Jesus. G.I. Jesus.
66 comeback special of Jesus.
Is that also God? Is Jesus also God?
No, Stu.
Because I know he's the son of God. But I think he's also God.
Well, that's kind of the thing they're saying is just like he's like the human manifestation of God, depending on which text you read and which sort of congregation you go to. That's the way they bill it. But
he is his own dad. That's mental.
We are in Atherston.
That's true.
We're recording this in Josh's house, everyone.
It's very nice.
Not that anyone can give any, you know, personal details away, but it's very nice. We're in. Is this what you call it, the grotto?
This is the middle room, Tom.
Middle room. Yeah. Right. Just an in between room.
Yeah. So you've got obviously your main entertainment area in the front, which I've kept away from you, like, and then we're in the middle room.
Yeah.
Party in the front, business in the back.
That's
what I said on the sign.
That's my motto.
Pew Mansion. Nice. Is that a photo of you when you were at school in the middle there?
No, that's my little brother.
Is that your little brother?
Yeah, he's in year where's seven that? Now. Different dads, but it's that's where Blaze went that now.
What's his name?
Jack.
Shout out to Jack Pugh. Is he a Pugh?
Corbett. It's
Jack Corbett. Big up yourself.
Yeah, he'll be listening to this.
Nah. Well, now you've crossed over into Toad Radio, guys. You've opened yourself up to quite a wider audience, I must say. You know what I mean?
Whack.
International podcast we are. I've printed off some just for our international listeners. Sheng Dan Kuoi Lee. That's a Merry Christmas in Mandarin, everyone.
Wow.
We haven't got any listeners in China, but...
Do they believe in Christmas? Do they celebrate Christmas?
No, they probably do, but probably in July or something.
Just at a different time.
Yeah, it's Chinese New Year. I don't know. We don't need to be celebrating that.
I think it's Chinese Year of the Goat at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah, because I was in Chinatown in Birmingham the other day, and there was Christmas lights, and a lot of them had a goat on. Unless that's just coincidence.
That's their Santa. A goat visits all the children.
That's so disappointing.
Like a hooved Santa. Yeah.
You couldn't take a dog to go and see a goat. Could you? Now, a garden centre, rip it apart.
You didn't know some sort of crossbreed.
I think in Norway it is a goat. I think that's what they have. They have a goat instead of Santa.
So your facts, still, honestly.
I can't back any of them up.
So, Jesus, is it God? Is it the same one?
I think.
Doesn't know that, but he knows that a goat is the Santa in Norway.
There's a fable or something, I think it might be Holland, where like the Christmas figure is actually black, a little bit like the Gollywog, and snatches children, like if they're bad.
Like, that sounds like a Hello Dave.
Where's that, Holland?
I think it's Holland.
Amsterdam.
You might see that sort of thing if you smoked enough. But yeah, like I can't remember if it's Holland or if it's Danish or something. I don't know. But like a proper harrowing sort of
that sounds terrifying.
Yeah,
that's just the naughty kids, is it?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you'd hope so.
I'm maybe about to drop some knowledge bombs on our listeners, which I bet it's a first for Toad Radio.
Oh,
well,
at least they'll be able to hear them.
Damn,
crisp HD sound quality.
Don't laugh, Josh. Right, okay, here we go. Finnish Christmas. It's the Finnish Christmas.
No, it's not started yet.
The name is Jula Pukki. Which literally means Christmas goat or Yule goat.
I've not got it in Finnish on the list. That would have been so good if I could have just... I'll put it in the edit.
Imagine that.
I'll just say Christmas in Finnish there. I'll do Vesel Vanok, which is Czech. Is that near Finland?
No. Absolutely not. That's mainland Europe.
I don't think we've got any listeners in Czech either.
Nothing to
do one time and we'll try and guess the language.
Okay, all right. Feliz Natal. Or do you think that's Merry Christmas Feliz in what country? Natal. Feliz Natal. I'm probably pronouncing it.
Russian.
No.
Armenian.
No.
Moroccan.
No.
Can we have a clue?
It's Portugal.
Is it Portugal?
No. Do you want to try another one?
Yeah. Play along at home.
This one's a bit easier. God Yule. G-O-D-J-U-L.
God Yule.
God Yule.
Oh, that's... Got maybe Dutch, German,
close.
Belgian.
Oh, I think it's close.
French.
No, that's French is Joyeux Noël. Joyeux.
Flemish. Belgium.
No.
It's going well.
Are there any left?
Where's the one where? then. I was going to say butter comes from. Saunas.
Oh,
Sweden. Yeah.
So
we got there in the end. Yeah. So there's a fun game you can play at home, guys. Does anybody have any Christmas traditions in their family?
Eat food.
Things that you do every year.
Eat food, get drunk.
Yeah, we adhere to that one.
Eat food, get drunk.
We do a thing on the dinner table, which always been about. It's, you know, when something's half good one year,
mm-hmm.
and your family just keep wigging it out every year, like, this will be great again. Okay, last year. We put, you know, where you put like a sign on your head.
They get you to do stand-up jobs.
Yeah, that's right. We put a Toad Radio on and just a green speech. you put like a poster on your head with a famous person on.
Oh, and you have to ask 20 questions. Yeah. Type
It's amazing how quickly you can get the person as well, isn't it?
It is. But when you get kids involved, like my little brother's like 11.
Right.
The only people he knows is like footballers.
Hello.
Hello, my girlfriend. The only person he knows is like footballers.
Oh, you're right.
Like really obscure Premier League players.
So if
you've got that in now, I'm trying to whittle it down.
So if someone sticks Ban Ki-moon on his head, it's going to be a long head.
Someone who's just in like the squad at the Villa. He's never actually played, but promising young talent.
My name's I'm a Mikel Arteta. Yes, man.
You know when you play that, are you only allowed to ask questions that can only be answered? Yes.
We played that on a trip out to Austria and for a snowboard trip, and it was me and my mate from work and then a bunch of people from other branches of the company we worked for, and this guy that I work with got a particularly dark sense of humour, like a bit wrong, but all the other people in the car don't really know him that well, so we start playing 20 questions, and in the first question I go, is it Harold Shipman? He's like, yeah.
Nailed it.
And all of a sudden the rest of the car just look at the both of us going, what the fuck?
Actually, that's interesting, because my girlfriend Lucinda just walked in. Hello, Lucinda. You've got a particular interest in Dennis Nielsen, haven't you?
Is he the one who used to eat them?
I don't know who that is.
It's the guy
who's a serial killer.
He's like, did he have, like Lucinda could tell us.
He had 34 victims.
He's a serial killer then?
Yeah.
34 victims.
He kept them.
And he burned their bodies, and then, well, not burned them, he boiled their bodies and put their bones down the plug hole.
Merry Christmas,
Is he still alive?
No, he died very recently, but he is in Madame Tussauds.
Oh.
Is he English?
Yeah, he's an English guy. You did a dance, didn't you do a dance about him before?
Yeah.
A dance?
You did a dance about a serial killer?
Yeah.
It was predominantly at college, wasn't it? That's pushing the boundaries, I think.
I was reading there, because I do find it fascinating. I find serial killers fascinating. I was reading this thing, and it was Harold Shipman, and it was saying the thing is the most prolific serial killer ever.
Yeah.
I've got a sense of pride because he's British.
Yeah, he's one of ours.
They think there's a lot of them. He did, like, literally hundreds more murders that he never admitted to. And they don't really know about,
because they're all elderly and infirmed and just they've been buried.
It's true.
God. What would be your weapon of choice, you know, if you had to go on a mass killing spree?
Make them listen to Toad Radio. Just the cruelty.
I just want to point out, I was originally brought in to mediate, and for a while there I thought I wasn't going to have to like step in, but you know, that's your first strike winnings.
So what would you use? What would you use, Tom, if you had to go in you just had to take out people, but obviously not get caught as well?
I was going to say a bit of pipe. That's bad, isn't it?
That's kind of violent, not very subtle, I think.
Another one was just you could just run them over, just be like, it just keeps happening.
Blacked out.
Insulin.
That's interesting, because your body makes that anyway, doesn't it?
And I believe if numerous murder mystery TV shows are to be believed, it's hard to trace.
Yeah, because your body produces insulin. Naturally.
I think an overdose of insulin, you pretty much just pass out and just go.
Yeah.
You just go in your sleep.
That's like what a diabetic.
Yeah.
I like chloroform. You know, just be honest with you, just in a handkerchief, proper like 50s Poirot.
Would you do the
cuddle down
there. Does that kill you? We've all gone quite dark.
We've all picked an answer out instantly.
We have, that's the right thing.
Funny you should ask me this, Josh.
I've thought of a really,
got one
perfect,
in the car.
Really perfect way of killing someone. What about an ice arrow? So you kill them with an ice arrow.
Oh, wow.
When people turn up, it's just,
what?
That's like. Beating someone, isn't the one, I don't know whether this is an urban myth or an actual serial killer, beat someone with like a frozen leg of lamb and then cook the leg of lamb. But you still have got an actual corpse to dispose of as well.
I would imagine a lamb-shaped impression on the head.
Yeah, if you're out on the road, you're undercover, stealth, probably do it with a chicken drumstick instead of just a bit more portable.
That's going to take some hammering, though.
From a catapult.
That's not a quick death.
You have to have two. Whatever record.
Is that more of an irritant than a could you
sort of use like a bit of frozen cod as like some sort of shank, like a prison shiv? Yeah, you get a bit of a point on a bit of cod.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. The thing is,
it's only really working the wind
because it's ice. You're sort of actually treating the injury at the same time as inflicted, because you're supposed to put ice on an impact injury anyway, aren't you? So you sort
Yeah, that's true.
See, I don't think it's going to do that much when it's through your brain.
That's true, yeah. You don't stab yourself with a bag of frozen peas.
No, you're not going to bleed to death. I guess that's the thing you take from it. Blunt trauma, you will probably die.
It's very festive, isn't it, yes?
So, Christmas traditions in Florida.
There's a Christmas tradition that my parents have started recently, which is just going on holiday over Christmas without us. It's really lovely family tradition. Just pissing off to the med for a couple of weeks to sit in the sun and drink wine.
You're at home, like Macaulay Culkin.
I'm just at home.
Setting traps.
Yeah.
In the garage.
With your pot.
Thinking about murders.
Begging that you get burgled.
Speaking around the dinner table, Tom, I've got one of these. You know these, shopping for Christmas meal with work today.
Today?
Yeah.
Where did they pay?
No, you have to pay public money, mate. But I've got one of these. It's this, you know these little mood fish that you put in the palm of your hand and it curls up and it tells you how you're feeling?
Did you get this in a cracker?
I did get it in a cracker. It's not as accurate as a mood ring, I'll give you that, not as scientific as that, but...
I'm just watching Josh wrestle with the packaging.
So, yeah, you put it in the palm of your hand and it tells you what kind of mood you're in.
Right.
So still, I'll give you the key.
Let's check it out.
Mike, do you want to go first and put this in your hand? Okay. Oh. Stuck on
so him. Mike's got the little fish on his hand. It's
okay.
It's not doing much.
It's sort of twisting into. It's sort of twisting.
So we've got here. Moving head is jealousy. Have we got a moving head? Moving head and tail. That's moving head and tail. I'd say. Oh, curling sides.
Yeah, curling sides.
Fickle.
Ooh. It's curling sides.
It's flipped now as well. It's turned over completely.
Doing all sorts of stuff.
No, there's nothing for that. It's quite a limited list. Did it curl up entirely?
No, it didn't.
No,
it's just fickle. There's
fickle.
Tums over.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't want to do this anymore.
Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, right, so I just put it on my hand.
Just put it on your hand and it'll tell you how you're feeling.
Pop it on here, Mike.
See what it does.
It's a little plastic red fish, right?
Okay, so flapping. Gay.
That's quite accurate.
That's
great. That was, yeah. It's just sort of just sitting upright.
It's
at the
put
moment.
Its arse in the air, Stu. What does that mean?
I think it means award-nominated podcaster.
Well, it well gay.
It's twerking.
Double gay. Yeah. Just trying to wank himself up.
Right. Let's do Josh.
Go on, Josh.
It's gone up onto sort of, the side.
It's sort of gone on. It's sat up.
There is nothing describing that that motion.
That very sums it up, isn't it?
You're a bit ahead of your time.
That's it.
Oh, hold on. Curling.
Sort of grimacing.
Twisting.
Okay. Anything for twisting? I think there was independent.
Ah,
independent.
Absolutely.
You're an independent woman, Josh.
I am. Question.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there you go. I think that was an even at Christmas.
That's not Christmas. Great. That's got me in the Christmas.
We do that every podcast to see what sort of mood you're in each week.
Yeah.
Sort of use the podcast as like a way of tracking your mood throughout the year.
Do you ever been to like the fair with school and bought a mood ring?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like you put it just changes colour randomly, and you start like buying into it. Maybe I am angry. I thought I was alright, but this ring is telling me I'm angry.
Punch someone with my mood ring.
I think I think you told me this. I think it was a great idea, but getting crackers, but putting your own jokes in the crackers.
Yeah.
Was that your idea?
Yeah,
but you were telling me that?
I wanted to do something about Tom's mum for the podcast, but because we're sort of doing, you know, like the amnesty, you know.
Burying the beef.
Burying the beef, you know, like on Christmas Day when they played football.
In No Man's Land.
No Man's Land, that's sort of what I said, so I thought we wouldn't do that stuff.
Well, just do it by loosely.
We could do, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
She couldn't be bothered to turn up, so all gloves are off. To be honest, I might just join your podcast if that's all right.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome.
I think you'd definitely increase the productivity of our podcast.
And the sound quality. Yeah. Unless this is just a really elaborate way of Lucy sort of backing out of the podcast. I've done it for a year now, Tom, and, you know.
You've done it for a year?
I think so.
That's a good effort, that, isn't it?
It's pretty impressive. If anything, I've seen too much of you.
Yeah, it's hard.
You see, you've oversaturated. That's the mistake.
And you always have to drive to Leicester. You've always got to go to her. There's one episode where she came to you, and that was because your missus invited her out for like a birthday night out.
Well, I feel like this is a bit of an... Is this an intervention, lad?
She's not good for you, Tom.
Lucy, if you're listening, Mike's, you know, pushing you. He's trying to push you out here. It's giving me those eyes.
If you could interview anyone, Tom, on the podcast, it would be like literally anyone.
Well, obviously, it's going to be pretty difficult after tonight, lads. Where else is there to go?
If you could do the plastic fish with anyone in the world, Tom, on the podcast, who would you like to have on?
They'd have to be alive.
Well, you interview what you want, mate, if you
want. I don't know. I'm not interviewing you. That's not why I've come here. It's not what this is. I thought we were all, you know, we were a team.
So, what's your process? So tell us about your anxiety.
I don't know really. Probably, like, if you can have a live or dead, probably Elvis.
Oh, Elvis would be good.
Elvis would be good. Wouldn't
yeah.
It?
I'd like something really controversial, I think.
Go with it. Well, like Hitler.
Harold Shipman.
Shipman, yeah. I don't know, somebody just... It would just... I think it'd be quite a good one at the minute. Tyson Fury, you know the boxer?
Tyson Fury, yeah.
I think it'd be quite an interesting one, yeah.
Did you watch... do any of you watch UFC?
Yes.
I've seen my first... I was exposed to it for the first time this weekend.
Fantastic.
It was quite brief, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, no... I followed this a little bit. I'd never heard of Conor McGregor before, and then I saw a YouTube video of him at like a conference type thing where there was loads of different fighters. It was like a raked conference. And he was just antagonising the fuck out of everyone there, going, "I'll come up to your weight division and I'll fucking have you."
Yeah,
you know. And he was goading that Aldo guy something fierce. So I started watching loads of other videos of him. And I was just he's great. Such a character, like a proper personality, but he seems to back it up from what I've seen, but I can't help but feel sorry for all the people that paid for that fight, like pay per view. I mean, how much is pay per view for a UFC fight?
I don't know, actually.
Let's just say it was £20. I think they had 900,000 pay per views.
Wow.
And it lasted 13 seconds.
It was quite a stacked card, though. Do you watch it?
No. Yeah, I just saw...
It was a good card. There were some really good fights on there.
I just saw loads of people on Facebook, like, slagging the... What was the other guy's name? Aldo.
Jose Aldo.
Basically giving him loads of shit because he got knocked out in 13 seconds. And I was thinking, I don't think you'd last 13 seconds, mate. You're 55, Uncle Steve.
On the other side of it, though, he could have done zero preparation and still got knocked out in 13 seconds.
Well, that's true.
I wouldn't have bothered.
It's the age-old playground question. For £1 million, would you go around with Mike Tyson? Did that one ever crop up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's whether you'd survive it. That's the thing.
Would you get knocked out for £1 million?
Yeah, definitely. But it's what sort of state you'd be in when you come round. I mean, are you going to be in a vegetative state for the rest of your life with £1 million you can't spend?
Demanding a rematch. you saw a chink in his armour.
Yeah. With a Stephen Morgan voice box.
If I train a bit better next time, I can have him.
I will fucking have you.
14 seconds. I think I'd just pass out as soon as I receive the confirmation email. it'd be the quickest knockout in UFC history. It'd be minus 3 months before the match.
Yeah, I'd love to do all the trash talking.
As well, I brought Quality Street. Lucy Thompson, if you're listening to this, you're really missing out. I brought Quality Street.
You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to get someone like Colin. Colin McGregor, that's not a fault. Connor.
Colin Murray.
I'd love to get Colin Murray one-on-one. I'd give it loads in the build-up saying, I'm going to destroy you. And then literally, a day before, Yeah, I'm injured.
Pull out a jangle floor.
Right, what's that name? Show and floor. All four of us are just putting chocolate in our mouth. It's bad radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mmm. Well, I've got a lag.
Stu's dentures just gone.
Oh, wow.
Well, lads, Lucy Thompson's missing out. I bought some Quality Street because it's almost
Christmas.
That's how
it really was. That's part of my filling.
Did your filling just come out?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What sweet did you have?
It was the long toppy one.
Oh, Jim. A man of your age needs to be more careful.
I told you this when you bought a dime bar the other day.
She said to me, don't have anything. It's only a temporary one until February when I get a permanent one put back in.
And you threw caution to the wind.
And I have a big hole in my mouth. I don't know if I can
That's
get
all this UFC bravado talk, that is. You've got swept up in it, yeah. So yeah. It's office. You're told not to.
I'll fucking show these pricks.
I'm now aware of this gaping hole in my mouth. It's really weird.
Still, go on Google. We'll try and put it back in. We'll try and put it back in for you.
YouTube it. You're just saying there's those great DIY videos on there.
I wonder if we can get a phone in. There's got to be somebody out there with some dental experience.
Yeah.
It's not live stream.
It's not live, yeah.
I wish we were videoing it. That'd be like 250 quid, wouldn't it? You've been framed.
Imagine. Well, we already had the fish feature.
I'm
not the fish.
That's what's in there. It's in danger of pulling any more out.
Stu's actually been injured on the podcast injury. Well,
the cynics would say, Stu, that that's actually a deliberate sabotage from Toad Radio there.
I know, I brought the Quality Street, didn't I?
Have you got a bin anywhere?
Yeah, under the sink, mate. Just pour it out. It's one of the where the bin's attached to the door. There you go.
Well, I've
2015,
mate. Yeah, that worked quite well, that dude, didn't it? My old the toffee dentures trick.
Now that he's gone.
That's my plan, to bring down all other comedy podcasts in the Midlands. Just give them hard sweets.
Well, that's it. If you want to take out a comedian, it's got to be their voice, hasn't it? You've got to take the voice away. Damage.
Just keep them chatting before a gig. Get them to do loads of really gruff voice impressions.
You all right? Yeah. It's totally painless.
Wow. Well, that's all right.
Do I keep that and give it to the dentist? They're not going to put that back in.
They'll put in another temporary one in.
Guys, maybe we could donate it as like a bit of a Christmas a prize.
We give it away.
What, like memorabilia?
I think I've got my appendix around my mum's house as well.
Anybody else? Anybody got tonsils maybe?
An old foreskin knocking about.
I went for a run the other day and one of my toenails fell off.
Oh, that'd do.
So an appendix filling and a toenail. Mike, what, you got anything? You just have a shit in it.
I've had a tooth removed, but that's all. I don't think I've lost any other part of my body.
That's good.
So there you go. Just if you fancy winning that prize.
Tommy, I've noticed actually your podcast. I do listen to it. I find it enjoyable, but
a lot of people listen to it, Josh.
It does descend into
all across the globe.
It does descend into just listing ingredients.
Yeah, Lucy likes a list.
It just lists ingredients. Yeah.
It's quite refreshing, actually. We've gone almost, I think it's 30 to 40 minutes without a list. This is quite different sort of style of podcasting.
Yeah, it's very much more of a...
Could you give me an example? What do you mean? How does a list come
up? This is a snapshot of a Trade Radio.
This is how you get nominated for the awards, Stu. Right. Might want to make some notes.
So, Tom, do you like Doritos? Yeah, I like the tangy ones. I like the cheesy ones. I like the sour cream ones. I like the original ones. Oh, with the sauce dip. Oh, yeah, with the sour cream dip. Oh, with the spotted chilli dip. I like dips. Hummus. Yeah, I like hummus. It's just that.
That's a word, really.
Lucy Thompson is fond of a random question.
Yeah, she is.
Well, I found this on the internet and...
Oh, shit, I don't think that's appropriate.
No, that's the wrong list. Hang on a sec. So, apparently, your genre of podcast is dependent on your GPM, which I didn't realise.
What's a GPM?
Your gags per minute.
Gags?
Gags per minute, and that tells you what genre. This is like factual. I'm not even making this up. So if it's 4+ gags per minute, it's under the comedy genre.
Okay.
Right.
If it's 3 gags per minute, it's classed as light entertainment.
Right.
2 gags per minute, young adult stroke children. And 1 or 0 gags per minute apparently is classed as factual.
Factual?
Yeah.
So you guys are very much in the...
Well, so what I did was, to keep this balanced and neutral, I put it out to the Twitter sphere, and I asked them to listen to 3 hours of each of our podcasts and just do an average of gags per minute. Josh, you will be pleased to know that we are 5 gags per minute, which puts us squarely in the comedy section.
The comedy bracket, brilliant.
Which is quite impressive, isn't
it? Yeah, that's pretty good.
But what's
yeah.
really nice is we're now part of a factual podcast as well, so... which I think that's quite good, isn't
we've
it?
We've combined the two genres. Yeah. Comedy,
so when you say to keep it impartial, have you got the readings for Tool Radio as well?
We can dig out the software later. I'm sure you can stake all that up, yeah.
MidlandsComedy.org/vote. Buon Natale. That's Merry Christmas in Italian. got any Italian listeners to Clown Island, is it called? Mike, any Italian listeners to your podcast?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I getting...
Sorry, I've lashed out, guys. I realise what I've done there.
You've turned on the guy that doesn't have a podcast, who just... constantly just wants the guest on everyone else's because no one else fucking wants him.
Mike's what's happened? Mike's like a temp that's came.
Well, I was thinking about this. Danny Climes hasn't got a podcast, has he?
He hasn't. No.
Are you trying to set me up?
Set you guys
like
up
I'm
here.
The sad guy that can't get a date.
we know this guy, and we think he'd be perfect for you, like Danny Climes.
I think he'd be really complimentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's lives local, you know. He's single now.
Yeah, I did hear that. We're on the street.
Well, I because I'm such an I don't go in for this sort of you know, who's better stats, who's got the most listeners, you know, because obviously the stats speak for themselves. But I brought some Christmas presents, lads.
Oh,
that
what?
Is nice.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've brought everyone a bit of a present because I listened to the last episode of your podcast, the bits that were audible. I heard, you know, let's call it what it is, begging. So you guys putting the word out that
that's
you were
a strong word
that you were looking for some that you were looking. There's a few items on your Christmas list.
Crowdsourcing, I think. It's called.
Crowdfunding. Stu,
yeah.
You mentioned that your Links Africa had almost run out. I think
I
it
did.
Was. Yeah, no. So I bought you some antiperspirant.
Wow.
Yeah.
What brand is that?
It's that's Liqueur for Men.
That's wow, amazing. I am absolutely touched.
Is there a name of the fragrance?
The fragrance is Calm.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Just some of that after losing the filling.
Well, you don't want to get too excited at your age.
that's true.
So,
that is true.
So, you know, it's what ladies look for, isn't it? A man
I should have said
calm.
Pressure tablets, actually, last week.
I don't know what the smell of calm would be. What would it be? Just the sea?
Tranquility.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
would it be?
It's like a nice cup of tea.
Yeah.
So that's for you, Stu.
Does tea actually have a scent? There's
smell of sedation.
There's
tea breath, isn't
there? So
thank
got,
you very
there's
much.
There's a bit of something on the bash, but he's been in my car for a while.
That's fantastic. No, thank you, Tom. That's lovely.
Give it a little squirt.
Merry Christmas tea.
See what
so.
You think of it.
I did it there. That was a
Stu sprayed it on his wrist and then smelt it like he's in some kind of...
Does it make
you feel
calm?
I feel under a little bit of pressure.
Well, we'd like to test that, Tom. Right now, we've got the bring the fish back in. We can see if this product actually works.
We could get this. I think we'd probably put this in the science category. Yeah. iTunes.
It goes there, doesn't it? Yeah.
Stu's got the fish on his hand.
It's kind of
extremely relaxed.
So I think we can say that that's
worked.
That's been an absolute success.
Thanks very much.
Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Josh. Oh, not forgotten you. I noticed that you said on the podcast that you were after some more, you needed some new towels.
I did need some new towels.
Yeah, so I brought you this from home. This is just, we normally use it to...
You did say new.
...dry the cats. But I'll be honest, they don't go out much in winter, so they won't miss it.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that might come in handy for you.
That's great, thank you very much.
That's lovely. Wow. That looks like a spunk sting on the front. That's not, obviously, a...
That's seahorses on the front.
Well...
You want some
country, you know,
sports, would you, for God's sake?
My motto is use, reuse, recycle. You know, it's like the free cycle craze. One man's cast offs is another man's Christmas present.
Thank you very much,
Dave.
I've not forgotten you, Mike.
Oh, bloody hell.
A bottle of mulled wine.
For results.
So slightly out of date.
Really?
Yeah. But It is cold, but I don't know, can you have an iced mulled wine? Is that a thing?
I'm sure if I heat it up, it'll kill any bacteria.
I've got another one of those as well. So you can just share that one if you want.
That's great.
That's fantastic. You are.
What a common man. Yeah.
There was another 2 bottles of mulled wine as well that I found in my cupboard, but those ones looked quite nice.
These do look nice. Yeah, because that's how you pick one, isn't it? Because just the one that doesn't look that cheap.
Is that the
same? I mean, one where the label looks quite nice.
That's absolutely fantastic.
I wouldn't read too much into the dates on the back, Mike. Just don't worry about that.
Gets better age, doesn't it?
Wine ages nice, especially mulled wine.
2011.
No, I think that's the price.
Right. Okay.
I shouldn't have left that on, really.
I feel like we should be giving you something, but I've got nothing.
Oh, I got you another present as well, actually, Mike. Seeing as I got you a mask. Of seeing as Lucy's not here, you might want to just put that on so we can imagine what it'd be like if she was here, just a mask of Lucy's face.
What's your favourite kind of train station?
What's your 5 favourite things to have on a cheese board?
I like girls.
Nice.
That's great.
She's quite pixelated.
Yeah, well, you know, a busy man.
What you should have done, because Tom's printed off a nice mask of Lucy's face, you should have, like more of a family's game, you should have held it against your face without looking at it.
Am I an award-nominated comedian?
Yes.
First time for everything. am I...
Quite difficult because you know who it is.
Yeah, I suppose. You kind of negate the whole point of the game.
The weird thing is I was all joining in there.
Yeah, you just like... like attentively just like...
Wow, who is it? So, yeah, there you go, lads.
Thank you very much. It's very thoughtful.
A light round of applause, maybe. What does
some people might say, you know, just trying to get rid of some stuff that is in the back of the cupboard before Christmas, but you know, those people are wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I was dragged into HR last week for my odour problems, so that really will help.
They'll, fantastic. They'll just say, you smell very calm, Stu.
Mm.
Wow, it's not nice, but it is calm.
How close are you getting to your co-workers that that's an issue?
Close as I need to. You know what it's like, somebody's got something on the screen, you have to sort of lean over to sort of help them.
I bet Stu's on his horrible menu scene, you know, in bars, teaching women how to play pool.
Or like grabbing them from behind. Yeah, the
I've seen it on TV. Get off.
You just keep your back straight. Oh, sorry.
I've done this before. No, come on. You don't want to hurt injure yourself.
What are we doing next week? We're going to go to the driving range, and I'm going to teach you how to play golf. Just get behind you.
Sit on my lap. That did sound like the sort of thing someone would say when they're being questioned by HR as well. I'm as close as I need to them.
Yeah, let me get that toilet roll for you.
I need...
Have you ever been sacked from a job, Stu?
Have I been sacked?
Actually, I asked you.
I've never been sacked. No, I've been made redundant, so I've never been sacked.
Was anyone else made redundant at the same time?
Or? Just me. They needed to cut back on the workforce. There were lots of people and just me.
Being made redundant sounds so much sadder, doesn't it, than being sacked? Being sacked like it's sort of your own fault, but being made redundant is sort of...
I think that is not the distinction.
You ever been sacked in, would it, Tom? Mike?
I've been told to get to leave.
I think that qualifies.
You might want to think about not coming back because we're going to sack you. Does that count?
So, but what about yourself, Jeff?
I've left a job on the spot.
Have you?
Yeah.
Just walked out?
Just left, yeah, not gone back.
Yeah, did you lost your rank? What was the reason?
I didn't like it anymore.
Right.
You know, when you've got no courtesy, have you, when you're like 17, 18, you just leave.
No, no.
Did you finish up the day?
Yeah, I finished out the day.
There wasn't somebody at the top of some ladders, was there?
I'm done.
I got... Technically, I suppose I got sacked from my first job, but I never actually got to work for the guy. You're kind of like a family friend. Like, he had a sort of egg farm across the road.
An egg farm?
Yeah.
Chicken farm?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like... So, like, I was supposed to be there to be, like, collecting the eggs out of all the baskets and stuff. And I was going to get, like, it was, like, a Saturday job, like, for a couple of hours on a Saturday morning. And my first day, it happened to be my birthday. So I wanted to, like, open all the presents for my rents. And, like, they were like, yeah, shouldn't you get going? It's like, oh, it's my birthday. You know, a couple of minutes won't hurt. And I got, and I turned up and was just like, no, mate, not having that. See you later. And I was like, oh.
Sucked.
Gutted for, you know, 10 minutes. And then, day off on my birthday.
Result.
Did you ever have a job where they played all the classic pranks on you, like the tartan paint and the sparks for the grinder and the glass hammer? Did anybody have one of those?
I think, yeah, I think I've had a... Someone's tried the long stand on me, asking for the long stand.
That's quite nice, though, isn't it? Just going to have a break for
a bit.
No,
on
not actually, no.
The best one I had, and it was an absolute beauty, I was at Walter Smith's, which is the butcher's, and I was 14, it was a Saturday job. And the guy said to me, we like you, we think you're a good little worker, but you know, you just need to get in with the right people a little bit. So he said something like, go over to Andy over there and just ask him how his sister's ballet dancing lessons are going. And I was like, all right then. He goes, yeah, he'll appreciate that. So I went over and I said, you're right, Andy, how are your sister's ballet dancing lessons going? And he just threw down his broom or whatever he's doing. He's like, you bastard. And he went for me. And this other guy had to grab him and hold him back. He goes, what did you say that for? She lost her legs in a car crash. And it was just a big winder. I was like, oh, it was quite brutal, wasn't it? But I can sort of see the funny side of it here.
I worked at a place where it was like, they weren't, they called them pranks, but they were almost, it's sort of like, if it happened in a prison, you'd be like, well, that's a bit bad. They did once. It was a warehouse. And out the back, there was like a little like river, like a stream that ran past it. It was on an industrial estate in Kozel. And they shrink-wrapped a lad to a pallet and then put the pallet in the river.
What?
And let him float away like a bit down and then jumped in and got him out.
God.
Ain't that bad? I probably shouldn't mention where it was.
Really? I used to work in a snowboard shop. And they're notoriously quiet during the summer months, so you just get up to all kinds of mischief. There was one summer when we had a blow dart war. one of the older members of staff made a blow dart kit out of the sort of outer tube of a biro and a little paper dart with a little pin in it. And someone took it off and went, you can't fucking have that. And then just as my mate was walking away, the guy who took it off him shot him in the back of the head with it. They then upgraded to a wider gauge of plastic tube with a bigger paper dart with a nail in it, weighted with blue tack, and you could fire them fair old distance. Like you, if you walked into the store, sometimes people would be pinned down behind shelving because they'd run out of fucking ammo. It was some of the stuff that they got up to was ridiculous.
I used to do this thing with my sister, not quite work based, but it was called the clamp down. And whenever, say she's gone out for the day, her friends were picking her up when she was little, I'd shout clamp down, and then I'd get on top of her and just pin her down, so she, and then beeping outside, like, phone in the house, she's like, oh, I need to go,
clamp down, you know the rules.
So you went, oh, I really need a wee, clamp down. I'm gonna go.
How old were you when you stopped doing that?
When she got stronger than me.
I don't want to derail the conversation, but have you got any mild painkillers?
Have you been serious, dude? Is it bad?
Just mild.
Do you actually
need
something? Let me get you something.
Well, yeah, the comedy comes first, and my pain relief needs are obviously secondary.
Is it two?
There's a strange... You know that sort of throb that you sometimes get? That throbbing pain. So it's not like an acute pain, it's more chronic.
In your mouth.
I've got a throbbing...
This might help, sure.
It's not the first time you've had a throbbing in your mouth.
Hey, guys.
This reminds me. There's another present for you, Stu, that I forgot all about.
Oh.
I was in the services on my way here, getting some petrol, and I saw something, and I thought, this is just the right sort of thing for Stu for Christmas. So it's just £10, a voucher.
Yeah.
Off men's services from Lloyd's Pharmacy.
Oh, what?
So it just says, don't let a hard day spoil a hard night. That's what it said on the poster.
It's laced with double entendre, but that is absolutely what I need right now.
Speaking of
discounted pain relief.
Innuendo, I work with like three women, like they're all in the 50s, and I don't know what it is about women. As soon as they get like over 50, they just want to turn everything into an innuendo, and it's all the, it's the only thing like a movie news or something.
Yeah.
Just absolutely anything, like, but you can't eat a banana. I've been eating my sandwiches in the toilets.
You're going just standing in the street to eat a banana.
Never had anything this big in my mouth for a while.
People do that at work with Quality Street. Like, if the chocolate's going around the office, they'll be like, oh, do you want a Quality Street? Yeah, can I have like the big purple ones? Big purple ones, Betty J, mate. What? It's a fucking... I genuinely do. Can I please have one? I'm starving.
I work with a bloke.
Little brown ones as well.
And even if it wasn't that much of a double entendre, he'd say, as the actress said to the bishop. And he used to drive me insane. It was like, no, you can't use it for that. That isn't a double entendre.
You actually didn't attach that file to that email that you sent, as the actress said to the bishop. No, it doesn't work like that, please. Seriously, you're incompetent. We're going to have a word about this. Should we ring Lucy?
Do it.
Yeah.
Do you want to get your pain relief while we're sorting out?
Yeah, have you got just something mild to take the edge off? Because the show must go on.
You've got a number, haven't you?
I don't think she'll answer, because she doesn't really like talking on the phone.
She should be waiting for our call.
No, she said she's watching MasterChef. She's going. She says she's leaving the phone upstairs, going down to watch MasterChef. She's not committed to this podcast.
She's not very ill.
We had to cancel last week because she had a gig.
Cancelled last week because she had a gig. She's not here tonight because she's
this
ill.
This is appalling.
She's got poo problems.
Is it 1401 to withhold your number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing it.
You're ringing
her. It's weird how you know that.
Of course I do, mate.
Josh is like the new phone jacker.
Just many different hats.
Ringing people you know. Like, you're right, Josh. No, it's not.
Fuck.
Is it working?
Just amended her number so it hopefully will be withheld. Sure. So what?
If it's withheld, then will she answer it?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, try it.
I didn't know if you wanted to do the whole Greyhound Monthly thing.
Oh. No, let's just ring her and see what happens.
All right, hold on.
We'll be lucky if she answers, even if she knows who it is.
I think, didn't she just send us all a message?
She's not interested in this podcast anymore, obviously. She abandoned me, my hour of need.
What's your...
just not as committed as she was.
What's your delivery rate of the podcast? Is it weekly?
We try and do one every 2 weeks, but Lucy can be difficult to pin down, clamp down.
Signal doesn't sound very good.
It's going to be really anticlimactic if she doesn't answer.
This might add to the illusion that you're calling from overseas.
Not interested.
She's not bothered. Not bothered at all.
The warden on, you know, she needs to be up in the game, if anything, at this point.
This is it. I bet this award, sorry, when we win this award...
who are you up against, actually?
/vote. All other podcasts in the Midlands.
No, you're the only podcast.
I think you are, actually.
Probably just...
It's you, Phil Padgett.
Oh, MasterChef is actually on, so she's not going to answer her phone.
Callahan, what's his name? Mike. Padgett, Mystic Mike. He's on
there. Yeah, because I didn't know he really did anything online.
He does a lot of Facebook jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. What do you have to have to get into the category of online? Just an email address. I've got Wi-Fi. Does that get me on?
So who are you up against?
I don't know. Phil Padgett. I know Phil's
Phil Padgett. Name. Mike. Yeah. Is it O'Callaghan? No, is it?
Mike. Jay Callaghan.
Jay Callaghan.
So disrespectful. Not even knowing people's names.
I know. Well, at this rate, if we do win, I'll be going up there, accepting it on my own. I have to read out a prepared message from Lucy. She'll be watching fucking MasterChef.
She'll probably want to Skype her...
Lucy couldn't be here this evening, but she wants you to know that... get fucked.
Now, if I had the shit, the last thing I'd want to do is watch, like, really rich food being prepared.
Just someone making a nice brown sauce to pour over a bit.
Fondant.
Well, there you go. If you listen to your own podcast, we did try and ring you. But you weren't interested.
That was a comedy avenue, wasn't it?
Comedy cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
You guys are probably used to them.
The invitation's open. If you ever want to come over to the dark side, you know.
To the island.
Yeah, it may take a while to squeeze them out, but we're still passionate about this.
You're going for not quantity, but
or quality,
just
consistency.
I will do some.
Yeah.
A time.
Yeah.
Nice. And they may be audible.
And also we're sort of a bit dependent on when Stu's wife's got time to upload them, because she doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
That's
true. My sort of technical capability starts and ends with me plugging things into something.
Well, people like a surprise, so it would be nice, I suppose, if people like, if every night just a podcast just appears on their iPhone.
We're quite bohemian, aren't we?
Yeah, very. Just sort of pop up.
Just it'll happen when it happens. Yeah. Nature will take its course.
Exactly.
The comedy happens organically.
Yeah.
It does.
You've actually recorded 19 of them, but somehow just they're not on the internet.
That's it.
You have to seek it out.
Like Rihanna, you've got a back catalogue.
Yeah, when you and Steve both die, you're sort of they'll be found hidden podcasts.
It'll be like bootleg.
Yeah.
Digitally remastered, so collector's edition box.
People will be quoting when my filling came out.
They actually did 250 hours of podcasting, and at least half of it is audible. Well, I was thinking, seeing as that you're in the presence of somewhat of a craftsman of the genre, an awards-nominated podcaster such as myself, might want to do a bit of a maybe a Q&A if you've got any questions. I sort of see tonight as me giving something back to sort of grassroots podcasting. I'm hoping I can get some sort of
clinic,
arts council funding for my work with
you. It's almost a clinic, isn't it?
What I want to do. I just really give something back to sort of. Oh, you're trying Lucy again.
Hello?
El vivo tempo.
Here she is.
Hello?
Is MasterChef finished? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Lucy, is that you?
Hi.
You're live on the podcast.
Can we get an update on the arse situation?
Oh, right. It's like when they phoned those people who've gone into space. Isn't it?
Is there a satellite delay?
Yeah.
How are you?
My boys.
How are you holding up, Bab?
I can't really hear you. You're going to have to put one chief speaker next to the phone.
Okay, do you want to explain to the lovely listeners why you weren't able to make it in person tonight? I feel like I'm talking to my nan.
yes, I can do that.
Go on then.
I've got a shit.
What's the consistency been like?
I'm firming up now.
That's good to hear.
Loose earlier.
Have you taken medicine for it?
No. Not a nonce.
Lucy by name, Lucy by nature.
I have to get three trains this morning, so...
What have you been up to?
What's that got to do with anything? What's that got to do with your arse?
Yeah, that's not a typical sort of... people don't think, I've got three trains, I'm probably going to have the shits tomorrow.
They're not linked.
What do you think's brought it on? Have you eaten something?
Probably just for the fact that the last sort of week or so, the diet has just been lager and bread and cheese. I haven't had any fruit or vegetables.
So it's dietary rather than viral.
That's Stu Woodings.
Yeah, it's Stu Woodings.
No,
I knew there was a cuckoo in the nest.
I'm just suddenly a lot less sympathetic.
What have you been talking about? What have I missed?
Oh, all sorts.
All sorts.
Stu's teeth are falling out.
Yeah.
Stu's lost a filling and he's carried on.
Basically, what's happened is Tom offered him...
He's got to get four trains tomorrow. One tooth.
Tom offered him a tainted quality street and all of a sudden there was a clicking sound.
You're still pushing those on people, Tom.
Yeah,
I've got to
get rid of them somehow. I can't go home with a half-empty bottle of quality.
Was it a toffee penny?
It was the toffee the stick, mate.
Oh, Oh,
ripped it
God.
Right out.
Ripped one of his dentures
I'll
out.
I'll be honest, I'm a little bit light-headed at this point.
Oh, God, you're going to be all right driving home.
You're going
to stay over at your
boyfriend's
house.
Hey, stop it now.
See, that's what this...
We've made friends.
That's
what... Yeah, we're all friends now, Lucy.
Well, we're all friends. You're not here.
Well,
I
no, I'm not.
What I have done, though, is I made Mike a mask of your face that he's been wearing.
Good radio.
Yeah. Yeah, it really works, a visual gag on a podcast.
You're a little bit pixelated, darling.
What subjects have you covered?
Well, one thing we were just about to do, just before we managed to get hold of you, is I was saying, with me and you being award-nominated podcasters...
Yeah, your face, you prick.
..that we could host a bit of Q&A for these young upstarts to ask us a few questions.
I've got some questions I'd like to ask.
Oh, this is what we've been missing.
You've got questions for them?
Yes.
Go on then.
First one is to Josh.
Hello, Lucy. Hope I can help.
Josh. How are you, son?
Yeah, not bad, thanks, Bab. This is like we're on Talk Sport.
Yeah.
Good. Question for you.
Go on.
When are you going to fuck off and let us all get on with it?
Well, Lucy, you're in the breaking. What is it? Breakthrough. Breakthrough category now.
I've got that wrong.
I'm still in the new act category. You see, I've not progressed at all in the last 12 months.
Didn't you win the same category last year?
Yeah, that's why I've not progressed. I've gone backwards. I'm new again. Are you saying it's positive discrimination?
It was very female-like, that award.
The same with Stu's the only over 40 in the category as well.
Well, no, I'm not over 40.
Pushing 40.
I'm 40.
Oh, right. That, well,
so you are 40.
I'm 40, I'm not over it.
Right. Losing you.
How old,
I am.
How old are you, God. Mike?
I'm 33.
Right. Tom's 33. I'm 31. Josh is... What are you now? 26.
Ooh, mother.
Right, my next question is for Thomas.
Hello, Nan.
Thomas. Question is for you.
Go on, then.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. We miss you.
No, that's a question.
Right.
I didn't actually prepare one for you.
Thanks. I'm feeling a little bit isolated. They've been ganging up on me.
Yes, well, everyone I said to you, you're better than all of them. And, you know, just keep on believing in yourself.
Thanks, Nan.
You're welcome.
You know
you're
what,
welcome.
Lucy? You're an inspiration.
All right, Mike. I'll pay you later. Question for Mike.
Right.
How big is your forehead, really?
I think it's easily the biggest in this room.
I think it's quite modestly sized.
It's got a hat on.
I don't think it's... That's a nice...
Yeah.
Okay, but what is the biggest part of your body?
It's probably my legs, darling.
No, it's your bum.
You saying I've got junk in the trunk?
I know, I'm joking, I haven't measured it.
Did you say longest or biggest?
Biggest.
It's got a long arm.
Long. Question for Stuart Woodings.
Hello.
Hi, Stuart, how are you?
Nervous. A little bit nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Well, you know, it's...
Lost a tooth.
I've lost a tooth. I'm a bit light-headed.
He shat himself.
Right.
He's hopped up on ibuprofen, which is at his age, dangerous.
Has Josh laid on any snacks?
He made us a cup of tea, and Tom bought the Quality Street.
A really nice cup of tea that was, by the way.
Thank you.
No snacks.
I was going to do snacks, Lucy, but then, you know, when certain people couldn't be arsed, I thought, fuck you, I'll leave it.
I'll just throw
them
away without the beast here to clear
them
up.
The beast. We'll put them in the post.
T-Unit.
Quiglets.
I hope. What have you had
for your tea? Oh, God, we've just been on about... I've said, Lucy, all you do on podcasts is list ingredients. And we've managed to avoid it, and now
you've
brought it up.
You know, Josh, I'm not being funny, that question went in for you. Fucking in.
Do you want to answer this one, Steve?
Is this where I'll jump in on this.
What are you wearing your neck in?
I went to KFC after work, and I had one of those chicken zinger burritos.
Lovely.
It was very nice. Do you know what the most common owl is?
Are you going to say tea towel? I'm going to say I'm going to kick off.
It's a comedy podcast.
Lucy, you going to that duck do at the weekend?
What?
Are you going to that duck do at the weekend?
Duck?
Duck do.
What are you talking about?
Are you going to that duck do at the weekend? Quack! Yeah.
This is how we win awards, is it?
I've got one. You ready? Have you still got the shit?
You know what? You, Thomas Rackham, are a turncoat.
I've been abandoned, so I'm just fighting for survival, mate.
There's a place over here on this setting.
You'll go off with anyone, and you're there now in your club of boys.
He's like a treacherous cat. Just because somebody else is feeding him, he's come round to their house. He's moving in.
He keeps calling us the wolf pack, Lucy. He keeps calling us four the wolf pack. Tom does. I've had t-shirts made.
That makes me sick.
I've got all sorts of feelings. I'm all confused.
God.
I think I want to come home.
Do you know what? It might be too late.
Don't say that.
Well, think on.
I'll tell you what, though. There would be no... Right on the cusp of winning an award for your podcast, this would be the perfect time to split up.
That's it. Just like go out. Just
like 1D.
Like 1D. Just like 1D.
Like a power move.
The thing is, Tom, I can't go solo because I don't know how to do it on my own.
Well, what?
Literally, technology. I don't have to be.
You're like the Robbie Williams and Tom's the Gary Barlow.
Yeah, very much so.
Tony Mortimer and you're Brian Harvey. Or one of the other two.
Cross-eyed.
Gary Barlow's not cross-eyed, is he?
It is.
Is he? What So what are you doing for the rest of your night off?
Well, obviously I'm the MasterChef.
So was that our fault?
Yes.
Can you not watch it again?
No.
Sorry for recording your podcast. Sorry for that's inconvenienced, yeah?
You watch it on iClear.
I'm carrying this on my own here. I'm sweating. We're all hunched over the phone talking to you. It's like we're doing a Ouija board. you're talking to us from beyond the grave. It's like you work on the rig. You work on the rigs and it's Christmas Day. We're all your kids. Like, say hello, say Merry Christmas to your dad. Merry Christmas. We miss you, Dad.
Papa's going to be home soon.
I just wanted to come home.
I'm singing Josh, tomorrow.
I am. We're going to the seaside again, aren't we, Lucy?
That's our favourite place.
You had
Josh.
The shits last time we went as well. You had the shits when we went to the Isle of Wight.
I have it quite a lot.
So well enough to do gigs then.
Oh!
Go to the toilet.
So what's this? So what's this you're doing tomorrow?
Obviously, Wednesday afternoon.
That's a
classic Wednesday afternoon drive. I've looked on Google Maps, Lucy. 3 hours, 40 minutes.
It's shitting me.
One way.
You're shitting
that's
you.
That's one way, yeah.
So are you guys taking time off work to do the gig?
I'm taking some flexi.
Right.
3 hours, 40?
Yeah, you heard me. That's a 7:20 round trip, mate.
Yeah, so you'll be back in the wee hours of the morning, Thursday morning.
Is this a car ride or is this a train?
Car, Rob Coleman. He's going with me.
The thing is, Rob Coleman will be headlining some cars and get off early.
How many toilet stops do you think you're going to need? What you scheduling?
Rob can't stop taking any liquids.
Iodine. You need some travel iodine.
Yeah.
Bung you up.
I'm just going to take some smack.
Put a nappy on.
Eat a banana.
Yeah.
Get some potassium inside you. Bind you up.
Perfect.
Get a banana suppository. Oh, you know what else? Lucy, you know what else?
Yeah.
Stop being a fucking pussy. Yeah.
Do you know what? I can't believe what Josh Crew's become.
He wins a few awards and he just changes. He used to be such a nice boy.
And now he's swearing at me by barking at me down a phone.
This has certainly been the sweariest podcast I've
ever
had.
It has, yeah.
Yeah, this is not one joke. This isn't family friendly.
Not anymore.
You're such a twat.
Well, you know, we've not had your guiding hand here to sort of steer the ship.
No, you're right. And then we've seen each other again on Thursday.
Yeah, Christmas party, that is. Don't get a photocopy of your arse, will you?
don't
snog
Alex.
Huh?
Can't promise anything, lads.
I'm staying...
You know, I'm not long enough out of wine.
Nan's had a wine.
I've got no control.
Okay.
Surrounded by newborn young men.
So who's the gig on Thursday?
Leicester. She'll do that because it's near her house.
Yeah. Is it the exchange?
Oh!
I might
try and get that. A few beers. You know what? I shall go and I shall let you get back to your witch's cupboard.
Well, it was nice that you could join us. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to contribute to your own podcast. We do appreciate it.
When would you become such a bitch?
I'm lashing out.
Because
I'm hurt.
You know
what this is like, speaking to you on the phone, Lucy? You know, like these, on GMTV when there's been like major floods? we've got. Like, we speak to one of the survivors. He's just trapped, marooned in the bedroom. That's what it's like we're speaking to.
What the insurers said.
My lounge is ruined. I can't turn my telly on.
It's 5 foot high.
That's true. Sounds like someone's actual mum just is shouting from the corner of the room.
That was Mike.
Oh, right.
That was Mike doing an impression of Stu's mum.
Yeah, which is really accurate.
Well,
in flood water.
I spend a lot of time with her, and usually.
There we go.
We need a this podcast needs a female touch, that's what it is.
Or yours.
Yeah.
So if you know any of them, can you get us to give them a ring?
Lucy, can you
stop? Well, I was on the bus once, and there was a gaggle of schoolgirls on the back of it. And I thought that was the bitchiest group of people I'd ever come across. I was wrong. It's you all.
Lucy, can you sign off on one bit of feminism for us?
Yes.
Go on.
Oh, what go girls.
That's powerful.
Go
That's
girls powerful. Was that?
Yeah.
Gay
yeah.
Girl sounds a bit like a wet t-shirt competition, though. That's the only...
If that's so be it. We all like a pair of tits.
Well, I think that sums it up perfectly, Lucy. Thanks very much.
That's really
feminism.
That's really just taking the laddie edge off this podcast.
Yeah, I think that's actually giving this podcast some gravitas.
It's for everyone now.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm glad you could find the time.
Lucy,
we'll speak tomorrow.
Lucy, yes. do you have a wardrobe? Hang this up.
Oh, comedy
hang-up. Yeah. So I think we're coming to the end. Do you? I think we've.
I think we've done enough.
We've
yeah, I think we've exhausted it, and I think we've got some serious nerve damage.
We've all learned a lot here. Stu, don't have anything harder than a quality street, really. Fudge, room temperature fudge is about as far as you can go now at your age.
I think I'm going to have to start microwaving my confectionery.
So have you got a Christmas message to finish on? Would you like
Christmas
to go around?
Christmas message? Well, obviously, you know, peace to all men. Does that sound like I've been a bit...
But not women.
Does that sound a bit gay?
I think that's okay.
It depends what way you mean it. What peace you do.
Well, I mean it in a non-gay way.
So what you're saying is you don't have time for gay men?
I don't mind gay men. And I wish, I mean, in fact, peace to them as well. But right. I didn't know if it made me come across as being a little bit, you know.
So that's your Christmas message, Stu?
That's, yeah. I think so. What about yourself?
I don't know if it will fit on a card.
Peace to gay men? Does that make me sound gay? Nothing against gays. Merry Christmas, Stu Williams.
In a nutshell, yeah.
I don't think it's going to win you any awards, lads, but it's a nice sentiment.
I think it's worth mentioning at this point, I am slightly delusional. I am starting to lose vision as well. I'm going in and out of consciousness. So,
let's wrap this up and we'll get Stu to A&E.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, everybody, to the middle room. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much for having us, Josh.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Mark, I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank you for stepping in where more fair weather broadcasters have... I'll be honest, I don't use these words lightly, let me down.
Well, I really don't feel that I've filled the void left by Lucy.
Something like that.
But thank you very much for having me.
I know you were only sort of temping as it is, but if there's a permanent job going in the new year, Mike, you'll be top of my list.
Amazing. Prospects.
Will you put a bit of a watch on, Tom? A bit of a Christmas... mirth to end a bit of Christmas tunes.
We'll put some sort of Christmas effect on
there. Maybe if I get the guitar, we can all sing a Christmas song.
Oh, I've just had a text.
Yeah, I've got to. It's late, nice. And I've got to be off.
Seriously,
so,
take me 2 minutes to.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and Merry Christmas.